Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The founding father of Wagertainment, Nick Costos, brings the entertainment daily.
Like, that's what we'll do. We'll give you dumb, stupid sports talk.
On You Better You Bet.
By the way, here's some dumb, stupid sports talk for you now.
Right. Here's NCAA tournament probabilities brought to you by Dumb Stupid Sports Talk.
I think Gonzaga's going to win because they're number one, obviously.
You're going to be right a lot. You're going to be right like 20% of the time, 25%
okay.
Probably.
So in the last segment, we kind of laid the foundation for the skyscraper of information we're about to give everyone here, Costos and Barkley. Monday, March 1st, You Better You Bet by QL Audio Network. So over the course of this segment, we, and by we, I mean Ken, but you know, I'll take some credit for it also, will identify. Listen, yeah. I spent a lot of time this weekend. I've never scraped harder than I scraped this weekend, scraping for data, yeah. Whatever, David Fizdale, whatever. So we are going to identify the 8 or 9 teams most likely to win the national championship using the historical data that Ken has scraped, hashtag scraped. So Ken, why don't you start us off here? Kind of, I actually don't even know the direction you're going to take this here. So
sure.
I'll keep the toss generic. What do you got?
Right. What we've done is, every champion since 2000, I kicked out 2014 UConn as the outlier, and when you do that, every other champion looks basically the same. They all kind of fit they check all the same boxes. They do a lot of the same things. UConn 2014 acknowledges for us that all things are possible, but if we have to narrow a group of teams to a small list to make kind of valuable bets, and I'll explain how we'll do that in a little bit, I think it's important to create a short list. We have a list and we have a short list. The short list is when you exclude 2014 UConn, the historical outlier, from discussions. And again, we're just doing this. We acknowledge any team could win, but let's create a short list and kind of see what comes up as a part of that conversation. So certain minimums for offensive and defensive execution, efficiency-wise, both adjusted and raw, which means just how many points you literally allow, whereas adjusted is if you play all really good teams, you get a break, you get a bonus, basically, as in you seem better than you probably are, to be honest, because you played so many good teams. When we do that, we kind of narrow those parameters. 9 teams stand out. And then I kick one out because I just like, I want to. Would you like to try to guess, for the teams kind of most likely to win using historical data? Would you like to take, Nick, you want to take the first swing at who's on the list?
All right. I will guess that given the fact that they're undefeated, that they're number one in the country, and like they have like basically the entire starting All-American Rod team is basically from this school. I will guess that it's Mark Few and Gonzaga are one of the 8 teams in the Elite 8 that Ken has come up with here on this list.
No, their offensive rebounding sucks. No, I'm just kidding. Gonzaga's on the list. Gonzaga's definitely one of the teams. Tyler, why don't you go next? If you had to pick one of the teams that would be on the list after Gonzaga, who would you pick?
I heard this Michigan team was pretty good. How about Michigan?
I also heard they're pretty good. They're on the list. Nick, you want to take another crack at it?
I will roll with, the Baylor Bears, despite the fact that Baylor obviously had the hiccup this weekend against Kansas. I'll say Baylor's on the list in the Elite 8.
They are. That's three of the eight, or three of the nine, really. And then one I just kick off, which I don't think anybody's going to guess, but we'll see. And it's worth noting, like, that's the difference between doing this on a spreadsheet and doing it in real life. We had Rob Duster on the last segment. Like, I can tell you Baylor's on the list, but also know that the team had COVID and they've looked nothing like themselves. Like, this is, again, another tool to use. Like, why would you follow one thing exclusively that ignores the fact one team had COVID? Like, again, all things come into play when we have the conversation, you know, when all said and done about who we want to bet on. This is one of the tools we're going to use. Baylor's on the list. They obviously would check every box historical-wise if they won the national title. Tyler, do you want to take the next guess? This is where things obviously get – those are the three consensus number one seeds. So it gets a little trickier after that.
How about the new number four team on KenPom, top 10 in adjusted defense and offense, Houston?
Yes, correct. Houston on the list. Houston is the fourth team of the nine. I don't think that's surprising to anybody. Now, the only thing about Houston is obviously, you know, UConn has won a national title, you know, recently, but it is rare to see smaller conference teams, mid-majors, if you want to call the American that, teams from, like, not the big, big power conference.
Oh, that doesn't count. That's a Big East title. Like, the Big East gets credit for that title, not the American, the one that UConn won.
I know. I worded it that way, but I just, you know, it's interesting, right, that you can have this amazing profile, and Gonzaga's done it, beaten up on bad teams too, to be honest. And then, you know, how often do those teams actually end up getting to the finish line? That's interesting. But yes, Houston checks all the boxes. Nick, do you want to take the next guess? This is where things are going to – I'm very interested where we go next. But you
all can right, take yeah, the next I will take the next guess here on You Better, You Bet, BetQL Audio Network, Costos and Barkley. Ken Barkley giving you the eight teams most likely to win the NCAA Championship Power Hour. Coming up, hour number three, all our picks for tonight. I am going to go, Ken, with – a team that I know that you like a lot, a team that I like a lot. Now, there's a contingency associated with this, and one I think that we'll meet. We got to get the best player back. We got to get the face healthy. We got to get the nose healthy. We got to get our guy, Ayo Dosunmu, back. I am going to guess that Kofi, Ayo, Underwood, and the Illini have made the list of Ken Barkley.
That's correct. Yeah, they're the fifth team that's on the list, and you know, good work by you. And again, the difference between critical thinking and a spreadsheet, I know he's not playing yet. And if he doesn't end up playing in the tournament, then yeah, you have to view Illinois a lot differently. Like, of course we're saying that. Just like with Baylor with their health concerns and with a bunch of teams, honestly, this year that are going to go into NCAA tournament play. But just looking at historical precedent, if Illinois won the national title, would make perfect sense. Wouldn't bat an eye.
We need, by the way, we need the Chris Jericho sounder. You just made the list for this, because we're going to revisit the list as we move along. Yes, we need, you just made the list. We're going to need that as we move along. You're heading into the NCAA tournament, Ken.
Makes a ton of sense. Yeah, but Illinois is the fifth team on the list. There are four left that meet all criteria.
The list.
As of at the list.
The list.
For past
the
champions.
The list.
The list. It's the list. Until next week, when it's a new list, because teams will win and lose, and the tournament will not have started yet. This is a list we'll update. This is not the final
list. It's like Megan the Stallion. This is the list. T-H-E-E list.
Locky's the list for NCAA. Tyler, do you want to try to guess the next team on the list?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm going to skip this Big Ten team because I'm curious of your answer on this team. How about Alabama?
Alabama is not on the list.
What a terrible guess.
They are currently 37th in KenPom adjusted offensive efficiency. And to put that in perspective, that is only like marginally, especially when you look at the actual rating, that is only marginally better than UConn's when they won the national title in 2014. So in the UConn broader parameter, Alabama fits. But when you use the other like 19 champions that I use, then they are well outside the window from a rating standpoint. So Alabama, in terms of, you know, meeting this list, like Family Feud X. Nick, do you want to make the next guess?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the team that was thought of to be maybe the fourth number one seed, a team that played a barn burner recently against the University of Michigan. Maybe a team that we don't think as highly of now as we did a couple weeks ago. How about the Ohio State Buckeyes? The Ohio State Buckeyes, Ken, is team number six on the list.
Ohio State is not on the list. And for people who follow advanced metrics, a really obvious reason why, 81st in adjusted defensive efficiency, it gets much worse when you actually don't adjust it and look at their raw numbers. And we're going to, as we go over in the next couple weeks, I like to kind of not adjust some of the numbers when we start making first round bets and compare teams from different conferences. Cause I think sometimes teams from really good conferences, like say the Big Ten this year, get a huge break. Like when you lose to everybody and you allow a bunch of points, but the adjustment makes you look pretty good because the conference was so hard, then that actually kind of can obscure what a bad defensive team you are. Ohio State's defensive efficiency, if they won the tournament, would be by an incredible margin, like several points per 100 possessions, a lot of points per 100 possessions, worse than the worst defensive team that's basically ever won the title. That would be Ohio State. Like the historical outlier of them winning cannot be understated. Insane versus kind of the precedent that we have. Doesn't mean they can't win. All things are possible. I'm just saying if they're one of the favorites and Illinois is one of the favorites and has a better price, you know, like a more advantageous price to you, the consumer, to win the national title. And I'm telling you, Illinois fits all the boxes and Ohio State doesn't. Which one would you rather bet on? Which one would you rather pick in your bracket? Which one would you rather pick in a pool? Again, like this is where we make these decisions. Sometimes it's tiebreakers. Sometimes it's one team fits, one team doesn't. Everyone's going to pick one. Everyone's going to pick the other, but you know more. Like I think this is where some of these decisions can be especially helpful.
All right, we got three more teams that we're trying to identify here, Ken. We've got five. Yep. We need three more.
We have four more technically, but yeah, that's fine. Anyway, I'll go through them. The other ones that we have not gone over yet, one of them I actually think is really interesting, is the next one I'll go over. Texas fits all of the profile info. Basically, what you're looking for above all else is balance. What the NCAA tournament proves year after year after year is if you are excellent in one area, the best in one thing, and terrible in another, that is not the profile of a team that ever wins anything, because in one game in the tournament, what will happen is your deficiency will be brought into a giant spotlight and you will lose probably as a result of that. So if you're first in offense and 80th in defense, yeah, that averages to 40. But if you're 40 and 40, you have a much better chance of advancing because you're kind of good at everything. You can handle all situations. Like that's been true. The history of the tournament, that's been true. So balance. Texas has balance. Another team that has an incredible amount of balance, even though I don't like them very much, Colorado has a ton of balance. They are on the list for champions this year in terms of fitting the criteria as they exist right now. Again, a very balanced team, has a ton of scoring. They're really well coached. They have been miserable in the tournament previously, so it'll be really interesting how much credit they get when they finally get there. One of my largest bets in tournament history, Pitt against them in an 8-9 game about 6 years ago, where Pitt only won by about 71 points. That was excellent.
I had Colorado in that game. Yeah.
So Colorado fits the historical precedents as of right now, today, and we'll go over this again next week. Texas does as well. There are two teams left. One of them is Virginia, a team, obviously, do we call them the defending national title because nobody won last year, or defending national champion?
I think
defending national champ fits the profile. Usually Virginia teams anemic on offense, excellent on defense, and therefore do not make the list. But with the you know, the elite team that won the title last year, obviously, or 2 years ago, obviously, they were number one at everything. And this team's especially balanced as well. The ninth one that is on the list, but which I like, I've watched this team, and it's because of the quality of competition, and that's BYU, who actually just started receiving votes for the top 25. Correct. BYU just started receiving top 25 votes. They are, you know, again, balanced and within the parameters barely. I'm not sure they will be when the tournament actually starts. I'm not sure they're any good. They lost to Gonzaga both times by double digits. But when you play nobody, to be honest, and you play really well, that's going to obscure the numbers, but that's where we can use our brains a little bit. You know, do you want to bet on BYU over some of these other teams? Maybe not. I'm literally just telling you what history has told us about the teams that could win.
All right, so on the list for right now, yep. And then we'll have another the list coming up next week. Gonzaga, yep. Michigan, Baylor, Texas, Houston, Illinois, Colorado, Virginia, and then we're going to throw out BYU, but they do have the qualifications as of right now on the list as the teams that could potentially win a national championship, with the caveat that, as Kevin Garnett once famously said, anything is possible. Couple teams that are noteworthy by their exclusion on this list, and yep. It's not for a discussion now, but we got a lot of time to fill before the NCAA tournament starts.
Sure do.
Iowa, who's yes. fifth in KenPom, not on
terrible
the list.
In defense.
Florida yep. State, who just got waxed this weekend by North Carolina, not on the list. Villanova, Jay Wright's team, took an L on Sunday against Butler. Nova, not on the list. Cameron Crutwig and Loyola, not on the list. Wisconsin, not on the list. Creighton, not on the list. West Virginia, not on the list. And the team that just beat Baylor on Saturday, Rock Chalk, Kansas Jayhawks, Bill Self and company, also not on the list. It's a pretty awesome exercise, and I think that'll do very well in terms of our podcast downloads. It's good stuff from our guy, Ken Barkley. We are 2 hours down here on a Monday on You Better You Bet. Two more to play with. Ryan McDonough, final hour. Overnight's final hour. You know what hour number three is all about, though. All our picks for tonight. NBA, college hoops, NHL. Power hour. Next, You Better You Bet.